The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Part 2. Jim opened his eyes when something shook his arm. He never slept very deeply, and he was alert in an instant. He turned his head with a jerk, but recognized Rhea as she bent over him. The window was still dark, and the only light came from the lit-up display on his clock radio.
"Rhea, what's going on?"
He sat up, rubbing his hand through his hair. "It's the middle of the night."
"Actually, it's about 5 a.m. I couldn't wait for you guys to open up for business. Something's happening, and I need your help."
Jim reached out an arm and caressed her shoulder. He could feel her trembling under her clothes.
"Of course. Why don't you tell me what's going on?"
"Murder is what's going on. Someone killed a guy in Las Vegas tonight. At least I think it was tonight."
"Not to sound unfeeling or anything, but I'm pretty sure that's the case most nights in Vegas. Anything special about this guy? I mean, Vegas is a little outside my jurisdiction, so to speak."
"I don't know what's special about him, but I know about it because I was inside the killer when he did it."
Jim held up his hand to stop her.
"You were inside him? I think that needs further explaining. Hang on, let me get out of bed here."
He swung his legs out and reached for his bathrobe.
"Let's go down to the kitchen and get some coffee, and you can go over the whole thing."
Rhea looked like she would say no, but bit her lip.
"Yes, all right. But we can't waste a lot of time, Jim. This man, the killer, he could be leaving town as we speak. And if I'm right about him, it means literally this second."
"Let's talk about it first. Then we'll wake the others up."
"The others?"
"Well, yeah. You said you need help. I assumed you meant the help of everybody."
"Right, of course. I'm still not used to having a backup team of superheroes coming to my rescue, I guess."
Jim finished putting on the robe.
"Come on, let's get some coffee."
Rhea felt better when they sat in the brightly lit kitchen. It was like an island of normality in the crazy world. If she had learned anything from the TV she'd watched as a child, it was that all problems were solved in the kitchen. Easy, comfortable fixes of problems, from crushes and financial trouble to breast cancer and job problems. Everything could be set right in a 30-minute time slot, including commercials. The only problem was that her life had always been weirder than even the most fantastic TV shows.
"All right. Start from the beginning."
Jim leaned forward and took her hand in one of his own. The other held his cup. Rhea sighed.
"Right, from the beginning. Do you remember I told you about the blood that had vanished from Dr. Hounslow's laboratory? The blood he'd taken out of me a long time ago for his experiments?"
"Yes, I remember."
"My biggest fear was always that the blood could be used to create someone, something like me, a mutant of some kind, someone with my powers, but who Hounslow could control better than me. And I think that's exactly what has happened now. I saw this man."
"You saw him in your dream?"
"Yes. I was inside him, like a driver in a remote-controlled car. I had absolutely no control. He was in a big hotel in Las Vegas, and he teleported into a room where he killed someone, a man."
"How did he kill him?"
"He used his powers, the telekinesis power, the same way I can. He used it as a weapon, crushing his windpipe, choking him without touching him."
"And without leaving fingerprints. Clever,
Could you do the same?
Probably. I've never tried.
I don't use my powers to attack anyone. You know that.
Rhea's eyes flashed with a sudden anger.
I would never.
I know. Relax. Go on.
Rhea composed herself.
Well, I watched him kill the man, and then he turned toward a mirror. I saw him, his face, his eyes, and he said something. He said his name was Kronos. That's when I was sure. Kronos was Rhea's husband in Greek mythology. He was the leader of the Titans, the most powerful one.
So you saw his face. Would you recognize him?
In a heartbeat. He had dark hair and green eyes. Actually, he looked quite handsome if I hadn't known what he was. But I'll remember that face forever.
What about the man that you saw him kill? Do you remember his face?
He was an older man, black and gray hair, no beard, about 50 or so years old. Looked like a friendly person.
She closed her eyes to think for a moment.
There were glasses on the nightstand. Big ones.
Jim nodded as he mentally pinned the description to the board in his mind.
If nothing else, the hotel should know who he is when they find him. Do you know what hotel he was in?
Somewhere near the MGM and the Luxor hotels. What the locals call the Pyramid End. I could see the pyramid through the window, so maybe the Excalibur or the Windy City?
Okay. If this is as mysterious as you say, it might not make the papers right away, so we need a good reason to investigate this. If we show up and start asking questions about some dead man that the public knows nothing about yet, it's going to be rather suspicious, especially if we don't know who the dead man is.
I suppose so. I just feel so damn powerless. This guy, Kronos, has the same powers as me, so he can teleport away from the scene of the crime and be completely safe. They're never going to catch him.
How old was this Kronos?
Mid-20s, I'd say. Maybe 30? Why?
Then he's not a mutant. He wasn't grown from your blood like some kind of clone. He was probably made by injecting him with your blood or altering his body chemistry in some way. He didn't grow up with his powers like you did.
I suppose so, but so what? He's got them now.
But he doesn't have your experience. He's still much more new at this than you are. How far can you teleport if you go to the edge of your range?
30 to 40 miles? And then I'd have to rest for a while afterwards.
That's pretty far. But when you were a teenager and still learning, how far could you go then?
A few hundred yards. Maybe half a mile when I was 15.
Her eyes widened.
You're saying you don't think he's left the city by just teleporting out?
No, I don't think so. But I actually would have been surprised if he had tried.
Vegas is in the middle of nowhere. It's a really big jump to the next city.
Would you have teleported in and out of it yourself?
No, I would take a plane or drive.
See? I'm betting that he's the same way. He'll probably keep a low profile, but I'm betting he's still in town for the day. Not to mention that my cop instinct tells me something about a guy like that.
What's that?
If you are right about him thinking he's a Titan, and if he's got superpowers that he's using like this, he probably feels pretty superior to all the normal people. If you're powerful enough to commit a murder without any physical evidence, you also feel superior. And when you feel superior, then you want to stick around a bit. You feel safe. You want to see the cops try to solve your perfect crime. I've seen it a million times. You'd be surprised how stupid criminals can be.
Rhea's face seemed to lose some of the frustration and gain some hope.
Then let's get going. Even with airport security, we should be able to be there before noon.
Yes, we should. I'll get everyone out of bed, and you need to get some clothes together. Teleport home and get your overnight bag, and I'll get them up to speed in the meantime.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rhea emptied her cup.
All right. Thank you, Jim. You have no idea what it means to me to have someone on my side in a situation like this. There's just one thing.
What's that?
If Kronos is as strong as me, and I have no reason to think he's not, he might actually use those powers against you. That's a very serious matter.
I can take most of what he can.
I'm not talking about you. Well, yes, I am. But you're right, you can probably survive anything. But what about Mercedes or Andrew? If someone teleports them into outer space or crushes their heads with telekinesis, what then? And Feline, who might be a worthy opponent for him, but who could still get killed in 100 different ways if he catches her by surprise?
Jim considered for a moment. You're right. I'll tell them the situation and let them make up their mind. They can decide to stay behind and mind the store if they don't want to go.
Are you kidding?
Mercedes said. She had come rushing over when Jim had called her and was the last person to arrive to the briefing. Jim assumed she'd been staying at Charlie's house since she was wearing the same blazer as yesterday. He was sorry to have gotten her out of her new boyfriend's bed at such an early hour. They'd only been dating a couple of months, but seemed very happy together. Jim had at first been a little apprehensive and had actually considered taking Charlie aside and giving him the talk, considering Mercedes' own father wasn't here to do it. But when he'd seen how polite and gentle Charlie was, he had decided against it. Besides, like it or not, despite his paternal feelings for Mercedes, she was an adult and could date whoever she wanted. Charlie was handsome, friendly, and seemed to have a genuinely good heart. That was all he could ask for in a suitor. I'm not kidding. If Rhea's powers are any indication, this guy Kronos could be seriously bad news. It might be like fighting an actual supervillain. Rhea indicated some pretty graphic ways he might kill someone who gets in his way. So you all need to decide if that's a risk you want to take.
Of course we're coming,
Mercedes said, while she restlessly fidgeted with her wristwatch and armband.
Rhea's our friend. It's not like it's any more dangerous than some of the other crap we've been through.
It might be. Jim fixed her with his eyes. We've never faced someone as powerful as him, at least out here in the physical world.
Well, I'm going, and that's that.
Mercedes ended the discussion.
Me too.
Andrew cleared his throat.
A former FBI agent might have a bit more sway with the hotel security. Oh, speaking of hotel security,
Mercedes said.
Charlie said he knows people in Vegas from all sorts of conferences and courses. People working in surveillance and security, I mean. He said to ask them to give him a call if we need our credentials confirmed, and he'd do the best he could.
That's nice of him, but I'm not sure how much weight the word of a security chief of a department store will have with the head of a multi-billion-dollar hotel. Feline, you're last. What about you?
Feline stretched in the couch she sat on.
I don't really want to go. I've absolutely no reason to butt heads with some kind of super bad guy. But if Andrew's going, so am I.
Actually, you're probably one of the only ones who stand a chance against him, Feline.
Jim dragged on his cigarette.
You're the only member of the team who has actual superpowers. If you can surprise him, you might be able to take him out.
Feline smiled, looking very pleased with herself.
Of course I can. I almost took out Rhea.
Well, that's bending the truth a bit, but yes, you're fast and strong. That's to our advantage.
There was a popping sound from the lobby, and Rhea appeared, holding a small overnight bag in her hand.
Are you guys ready? We really have no time to waste. I'll call ahead and book some rooms, Mercedes said. I'm pretty much packed already. I just brought my overnight bag from Charlie's. You guys, she gestured to Feline and Andrew, get packed. Do we need plane tickets, Jim, or are we going to drive?
No, there's no time to drive. Get the first plane tickets you can get. Just, don't make it too expensive, okay?
Mercedes waved her hand dismissively as she opened her laptop and started clicking away on the keys.
Don't worry. I'll find some kind of deal. It's off-season anyway.
Rhea began pacing back and forth while Jim picked up a couple of packs of cigarettes and stuffed them in his coat pocket. She kept looking out the window while cracking her knuckles, and it didn't take many seconds for it to get on Mercedes' nerves.
Could you not do that? I sympathize with your problem, I really do, but could you just give me a few minutes to do this?
Rhea smiled a faint smile and brushed her hair back behind her shoulders.
Yes, I'm sorry, Mercedes. This has me on edge, that's all.
I would be on edge, too, if I somehow had a weird sort of half-brother going around killing people. The only one in my family who killed anyone was my cousin Juan, who killed a woman when he hit her with his car. That was an accident, though. I can't even begin to guess how you're feeling.
But let me work, okay? Go sit in the office or the kitchen. The faster I do this, the faster we can leave.
Rhea looked at Jim through the door.
Actually, Jim, would you give me one of those?
He came out of the office and cocked his head.
Those what?
Those cancer sticks you smoke. Can I have one?
I had no idea you smoked.
Jim handed her a pack and a lighter.
I don't. Haven't since I was 20. But now seems like the right time to pick up the habit. Not in here, though. Can't believe you smoke inside all the time.
She went through the front door and stood on the porch, outlined against the morning sun.
She's really hurting, isn't she?
Jim said, looking at Mercedes.
Oh, big time. Go hold her or something. Be the supportive boyfriend and let me finish here. 10 minutes, tops.
When Rhea and Jim returned 15 minutes later, they found Andrew and Feline packed, and Mercedes holding up a couple of printouts from the office printer.
We're all set, and you are not going to believe where we're staying, Jim.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.